He had compassion on them. I love those words in the Gospels, where the Gospel writers point to Jesus with the crowds in a particular situation, and they say explicitly, he has compassion on them. Passion, in a theological sense, not perhaps in a worldly sense, is that state in which you are determined by the whim and will of others, forces outside your control. And that's so often the case with those Jesus encounters. People are hurried and helpless, hopeless. And in this case, they're hungry. Jesus has compassion on them, on the crowd. He doesn't see them as a distraction. And in fact, he's got his own troubles because his cousin John the Baptizer has been executed. Jesus doesn't see them as other, as a problem. He doesn't see them either as a means to something else. He sees them as an end in themselves. He enters into their experience, into their trouble, into their helplessness, their hopelessness, and their hunger. And we can see the whole of the incarnation as about being compassion, about Jesus coming alongside people, alongside a needy and broken world, and entering into that world and doing something about it. Not by being at a distance from it, but by being intimately involved in it, caught up in it. We can see that ultimately on the cross, where the full compassion of God in Christ is revealed. But here we have something very homely, very practical. An event has been put on, and they haven't got any food. We've all been there. I've been there in my ministry. Oh dear, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They haven't got the money. They haven't got the money. They turned to Jesus, and Jesus said, well, you feed them. They can't do it. But they have something. What do they have? I would say they have the means to make sardines on toast, which is one of my favourite meals. 5 loaves and 2 small fish. In other accounts, it's a small boy's lunch, a little boy's lunch in other Gospels, but here it is, it's just there. And the miracle lies not so much in a trick that we might describe as magical. It is miraculous. But if we see it as being a trick, we miss something. We miss something very deep and very personal about who Jesus is. We miss something of the Christology. Look at what Jesus is doing. He's taking the bread. He's blessing the bread. He's breaking the bread. And he's giving. Taking, blessing, breaking, giving. Those are powerful points, aren't they? Powerful points that we can apply for our own lives. If we think about us being nourished by God in so many ways, and nurtured by God, and fed by God, and sustained by God, then in a way we too become the bread. We become the bread of God. The substance of God in Christ, in the world. God takes us and he breaks us, doesn't he? He breaks us in order to make us. He blesses us and sends us out into the world as a gift. A gift to sustain others and to nurture others. A gift from God in Christ. That's at the heart of our communion, our Eucharist. This taking, blessing, breaking, giving becomes a pattern for our whole lives, I would suggest, our Christian lives. And so often we are broken. Not in a cruel and destructive way, not in a vindictive way by God. No, not that. But in a gentle way. We are broken to be remade. Better. More whole. It's a paradoxical thing, isn't it? This shaping by God, and repurposing, because the bread is repurposed, isn't it? It becomes something else. It becomes something inanimate to something living when it's consumed and digested. It's a part of God's purpose. Something very mundane, a very homely miracle, if you can have such a thing, a very homely miracle, a miracle of contingency, necessity, if you like. There was a crowd, no food. Becomes something else. Becomes something about God's compassion for us and for the whole world. And about the way God gives himself and encourages us to give ourselves as well. And one final thing about the abundance of God. I don't know if you ever noticed at the end, there's a lot left over, isn't there? There's a lot left over. A lot to take home. If I was in this event, I'd be encouraging people to take some home. Take some home, please. The disciples literally pick up on that, don't they? Because they go around with baskets and they pick it up. It doesn't go to waste. It's all very carefully considered. I think Matthew wants us to know about the abundance of God. We don't just get a little bit of salvation. We don't just get a sip of the cup or a bite of the bread. We get the abundance of God. More God in Christ than we can manage. More God in our lives than we ever thought possible. More God in our lives to share with others. More God to give thanks for. Because the other word for communion, the other word we use for communion is Eucharist, to give thanks, to give thanks. So much to give thanks for. The compassion of God, the God who doesn't leave us helpless, hopeless, hungry. The God who sees us not as a distraction, not as other, as a problem or a means, but as ends. People who need so many things, who need food, who need love, forgiveness, and his grace. All are available to us through Jesus, through his life, through his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. Amen.